You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Simon, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Good to be here.
Well, with the FIFA 2026 Football World Cup in full swing, and as we record, there was a win for Scotland on Saturday night and a win for England last night too. Simon, shall we chat about how the coverage of the matches on television have become more accessible for blind and partially sighted people, with live audio descriptive commentary for many of the matches, and thinking about, you know, sort of how the access to the Football World Cup has become, I think, better and better over the years when you look back at access for blind and partially sighted people for the tournament over the years, and also thinking about live descriptive commentary for other tournaments and championships, such as the Rugby Six Nations too.
Yeah, Toby, it's such an important thing, this. I know I'm a big football fan. I look forward with anticipation to an England match, and I was very pleased to see the Scotland one as well. And, you know, one of the reasons that this stuff is so important is it does bring a nation together, whether that's Scotland, England, you know, Northern Ireland or Wales. Football has this power to bring a nation together. And audio description makes it more inclusive. It ensures that blind and partially sighted people who love football are included in, you know, that coming together. And I'm delighted that RNIB has played a significant part in influencing and encouraging and cajoling the media world to embrace audio description. We've still got a long way to go, but I do think it's part and parcel of an accessible and inclusive world, and really important on an individual level as well. So, yeah, I'm pleased that we have played our part in bringing greater accessibility there, but recognise as well that whilst we've made some progress, there's still some way to go.
Well, we'll see how both Scotland and England do in the rest of the championships as well too. This week, just before the England match kicked off, at the House of Commons, there was the launch of the new training package sponsored by the RNIB, hosted on the Royal College of Ophthalmologists Inspire platform for clinicians to raise awareness around the importance of emotional support at the point of diagnosis for people affected by sight loss.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is such an important element of making sure that people affected by sight loss get the support they need. That this is a significant issue, particularly those who are acquiring their sight loss over time. There are levels of concern and worry. There is, you know, a need for support. So having recognition of the impact it has on somebody's mental health and well-being, and being able to understand how best to respond to that and to support blind and partially sighted people is absolutely critical. So I'm, again, really pleased, super proud that RNIB has played a significant part in this. It was a moment of recognition and celebration and a coming together of, you know, the important world in terms of delivery, health delivery, and charitable activity. So, you know, again, really pleased and proud that we've been able to take that forward. It's as much about, you know, audio description. We cannot be complacent in this space. Mental health and well-being is a critical factor affecting blind and partially sighted people. And, you know, there's not enough talked about it. We haven't got enough support in place across the whole of society. There's a huge amount that we have done at RNIB to raise the issue, but also provide support. So I think we need to keep on pushing the story and the message that there should be, and there is help and support out there for people who, you know, need some help and support with their emotional well-being and mental health.
And I believe at the same time, Simon, you were at another event at the House of Commons.
I was indeed, Toby. So, in fact, we had three major activities this week, so all on the same day. So we were talking in the morning at the House of Commons about accessible voting and helping politicians understand the need to make sure that polling stations are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. We were celebrating the work we were doing around mental health and wellbeing for blind and partially sighted people. And I joined a dinner hosted by David Blunkett to talk about the impact economy and the role of disabled people's organisations and disability organisations and charities in delivering on commitments around the impact economy, which is about how you make a difference to the lives of disabled people. In RNIB's area, that's blind and partially sighted people, but how that can drive improvements in people's economic outcomes, but also community economic outcomes and the financial position of wider society as well. And it was a really interesting conversation that David Blunkett led us through. And there are a number of funders in the room. And I think it helped those funders who fund activity in this space, trusts and foundations, understand how important it is to think about when they are actually giving out money that supports charities and institutions that ultimately support disabled people, in our point of view, blind and partially sighted people, that they do it with the impact economy in mind, that we want to deliver impact and better outcomes for disabled people, but equally we want that to drive some change in the financial and economic outcomes of individuals and wider society. So three really interesting conversations that RNIB is either leading or at the table of. And that's really important for us because, of course, we want to help and support blind and partially sighted people with day-to-day living and choices. But equally, we want to be influential as well and playing our part at Westminster this week. We've done it, you know, up in Scotland as well, and at the Senedd in Cardiff in Wales. It's a real opportunity for us to raise the profile of the needs of blind and partially sighted people and to celebrate the contribution that they make to communities and wider society. So an important week for us, Toby.
It does sound like a busy week. Well, you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And of course, you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you so much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.